similarly, I wrote lots of stuff myself, but time is running out, and most of this will go on the website, including a story from my undergraduate days. Let me say a little bit about last days. After Franz and Marie settled in North Yorkshire, I had a sick uncle close to Darlington in Shildon, so I've been up there about every 6 months for most of the time they've been there. And very regularly I would sort of ring up on the morning when I was driving north or driving south and saying, you know, sort of, are you in? And they say, come to lunch. Lunches have been wonderful, Marie. Tremendous. First time I did this, though, was just after South Africa had come back to sanity and Mandela had returned. And Franz had just had his bypass operation. And I turned up with my bottle of Pinotage and said, you know, here's some South African wine, Franz. Oh, but you won't be allowed to drink this, will you? He said, it's my medicine. The consultant asked me before he fixed the warfarin level, how much alcohol do you want to drink every day? And he said, how much am I allowed? And he said, half a bottle of wine. And he said, right. So, you know, this was a very welcome. That day also, Franz was never very prissy about conventional manners. You know, the topic turned to the bypass operation. I think it was between the main course and dessert. Up came the shirt, and I got a very good view of the operation. It was typical Franz. In the same sort of time, he was into PC-driven music synthesizers, and some of you may have suffered under the fact that I perform quite often at Chamber Music Club here. Roland has certainly suffered from this on more than one occasion. Franz insisted, if I was going to visit, that I sent some music and accompaniment ahead. He would then, as somebody said, very laboriously program it into his computer. So when I turned up and went downstairs with Franz to the garage, he'd switch on, and I had to sing to this automatic accompaniment, and he was musical enough that he'd set it up so that he could speed it up and slow it down. And so we practiced this as a Bach or Schubert or something like that. We enjoyed ourselves enormously, and we really couldn't have enjoyed ourselves like that if we hadn't been quite sure that nobody could hear us. Last year in September, I had a meeting at Liverpool University, and I had to go up to my uncle's house. So I rang in the morning and said, can I drop in on the way? And Franz said, no, we're shopping in Lancaster. I said, well, I'll be Liverpool to the northeast. You go past line. I'll be going up the M6. And Franz said, well, meet us at a bird sanctuary. And we met at the bird sanctuary on Morecambe Bay. I forget the name of that one.
Leighton Moss.
Leighton Moss it is. It's great. Before we had our cup of tea, we went out to the Hides, and Franz was very disappointed that he wasn't able to show me a bittern, because everybody's the special place for bitterns. So just yet another of the things where Franz is just sort of an expert in things. I think a lot of you knew he was a bird expert. I hadn't realized until then that he was a bird expert, among all the other things he did. And that was, I'm very sad, the last time I saw him, but let me report that he was intellectually and in every way fully himself then, and I think he was absolutely, until the end, he was the Franz we knew all the time, and he was a most important and appreciated person to all of us. So